Dictation for Mr. Claude Smith, CLAUDE SMITH. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Date of birth 9/22/1950. Patient presents himself for a evaluation for follow-up visit. The patient has a continuous complaint of severe pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. And the patient has ongoing history of radiation to the left leg, posteriorly in S1 as to dermatome fashion. He also has pain in the right wrist and right fist, all the fingers, 1 to 5, and he points to the pain in the left sacroiliac joint area. His pain level varies from 8 to 10, depending on the day, and he relieves 100% with the pain medication, according to him. The ADLs that are affected are general activity, walking ability, work, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Sleep is affected, 6. In the neurology and psych, patient has no issues with the headache, vision problems, dizziness, vertigo, memory issues. There is no history of any anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the both ankle and feet, and both the left leg, radiating from the lower back. According to him, the pain is in the left hip, and also in the lower back and the neck pain, and left tailbone area or sacroiliac joint, along with stiffness in the neck and the lower back. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, and shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level remains the same, although he gets incredible help from the pain medications. He reports no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Narco, 5 milligram twice a day. Substance abuse none is reported, and compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 123/89, pulse is 78, temperature 96.1. Pulse oxygen 98.7. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 10/28/2021. Sorry. Dictation number 1031-011. Oh, or you can use date of service 1/6/2022. Dictation number is 010-6-053. Plan of care as follows. The patient has now MRIs. They have been discussed with the patient at length to figure out the correct treatment protocol. The patient has MRI of the cervical spine that shows the following positive finding. There's a disc osteophyte complex from C2, 3, 4, C5, 6, 7, along with bilateral facet joint arthropathy, bilateral foramen and narrowing, and indentation of the ventral and posterior spinal cord with a near complete loss of surrounding CSF due to a central extrusion at the level of C5 and C5-6, significant spinal stenosis. In the lumbar region, the MRI shows findings of spinal stenosis L3-4-5 due to dislodging, posterior epidural ligament flavum hypertrophy, and a facet arthropathy at L4-L5. And at L4 and L5, there is a superimposed foramina disc protrusion impinging upon existing L4 nerve. Severe left foramen narrowing at L4-L5 due to a spur impinging upon the exiting nerve. In addition, patient has disc degeneration L3-4-L4-5. The findings suggest that patient will benefit from a series of cortisone injection, LESI and CESI, 4 to 6, based on the response and a possible surgical consultation. The patient has been advised to begin physical therapy, and also along with chiropractic treatment and punctures. He has been advised about marijuana certification and growing his own trees, because growing his own plants as offered by State of Michigan. He will be, the medication will be cut down to less and to a anti-narcotic pain medication. I have provided him Narco 7.5325 for 12 hours for 30 days, 60 tablets, and then Naprosyn, Elavil, Scalexin, and Lidocaine gel has been provided when refilled. The patient will be scheduled for lumbar epidural steroid injection first. Based on the response, surgical injections will be carried out later. He may require some facet injections due to the changes reported in the L2-3. And the L3-4-L4-5. But first, an epidural injection will be good. And it is also possible to transfer in a right L4 injection helps also. Physical exercises, yoga, meditation, and back exercises have been discussed with the patient at the left. The patient understands them. He accompanied with his wife, they will make a discussion at home. The MRI have been discussed in detail. They will decide if they want any injections at this time. And if they do, they will be scheduled. If they don't, they will be discharged. Thank you.